Mitch Lyons likes a lot of what happens when children play games. He's for competition and he's for fun, but he thinks those games could be more productive and more useful to the children who play them. 4 years ago, Lyons, a retired attorney who has coached at various levels, started the Social-Emotional Learning Alliance of Massachusetts. The organization champions programs where athletes learn about nutrition, the dynamics of social interaction, and their own emotional development, as well as X's and O's. A day after the Social-Emotional Learning Alliance held a conference at the Massachusetts State House, Mitch Lyons and I met at a playground near his home to talk about how sports could be more thoroughly and effectively integrated into the educational process.
The Department of Education's in every single state in the union have given up on sports a long time ago. It was viewed as a place for boys to burn off steam. And there is a elitist attitude of if you do things with your hands, if you use brute force, you're not too bright, which of course is not true. So I will ask kids, run to the end, and I won't say anything. And they'll run at various speeds. And then I'll say, so what does it actually look like when you're running as fast as you can? How does that look? And of course, everybody runs so much faster. They just make the decision that they're going to do that. So when they sit down and do their homework, why not ask the same thing as you do before each and every repetition of a drill? How much effort am I going to give to this? So there's things to learn that they could be reading about. That's sort of like a class. And then the lab, where they test these things, is the team.
What are the particular, if you were king of the forest, what are the particular changes that you would try to institute? Be as specific as you can.
First of all, I changed the electorate that elected me king of the forest. So that, there must be something wrong with them. I'd like to see the Department of Education actually take back athletics, which is going to be viewed as heretical in certain circles. But if it was a Department of Ed running it, they'd run it in an educational model where you read and you study and you have to pass tests. That's right, because we do need to test ourselves so that we see how we're doing.
Are there particular schools or even colleges that you can look at and say, these guys are doing it right? Wouldn't it be great if what these guys are doing was being practiced in lots and lots of other places?
All right, first of all, I don't agree with the thing about right or wrong. People are learning a lot from sports, no question. I know my kids certainly did, so I don't think there's a right or wrong. I'm saying it could be a lot better and much more transferring of this idea that the principal of every school can turn to the athletic director and ask the simple question, how are you supporting the mission of our school?
In other words, it's a different question from the one that's being asked of coaches now, which is, how come you haven't beaten our rival in 6 years and you can't get this team over 500?
Yeah, that's so totally irrelevant. I mean, I don't even know what to say to it, because that's not education. Professional sports, I totally agree. Fire the bum. I don't care. The problem is that we're trying to teach kids, and we can teach them starting at such an early age about the way to treat each other, show compassion, and have empathy. It's the how-to, the process of how to be that good sport with 1 minute left in the game and the ref makes a terrible call. And you're furious. I mean, you literally see red. Well, how do I maintain it then?
As Lyons and I were looking out over the playground filled with kids, he told me he didn't think the vision as presented by the Social-Emotional Learning Alliance of Massachusetts would be realized. I asked him to tell me what he meant by that.
I just mean that this is, a vision for a more perfect society, but we don't live in a perfect society, and there are many forces that are run against what I've said. There's a culture of sports in America. You don't just change that. You change it maybe one school at a time.
Lyons has tried to institute his social-emotional learning plan in a number of different schools. He has not yet been entirely successful.